The holiday season means many sightings of Santa Claus. And here in Baltimore, you might have seen a couple people dressed as Santa steering a cargo bike full of Christmas trees, trailed by the scent of slow-cooked pork. WYPR's Emily Sullivan biked along to bring us this story.
It's a bitterly cold morning, and Todd Coleman and Mike Santoro are loading 5 Fraser Firs each onto their bikes in a Locust Point parking lot.
So if I stack these right, I can usually get about 8 on here, which is pretty fun. That's a spectacle.
That's gluttony.
They're gearing up for another day with their business, Pork and Pine. Together, they dress as Santa and deliver a pine tree and pulled pork sandwiches throughout Baltimore by bike. The sandwiches are catered by Herbercue, and they stay in a cooler. They come deconstructed. The buns, meat, and sauces come separately, and customers can build them and heat them up on their own. The trees are sourced from a farm in York, Pennsylvania. They're strapped into a cargo holder. Picture a shopping cart attached to the front of a mountain bike. On top of the tree mound on Santoro's bike is a pink papier-mâché pig. It's looking a little sorry. One of its ears is dangling off.
I just found that in the dumpster this morning.
It's a metaphor for 2020, he says. The two were worried the pandemic would slow their business, but Coleman says the opposite happened.
But actually it picked up this year because everyone's just Googling like delivery for everything now. So Christmas tree delivery were the first thing that pops up in Baltimore. So people are just like, this is weird, but you guys popped up on the Google. We're like, all right.
For everyone's safety, both they and their customers wear masks and keep their distance. They've sold 260 trees and about twice as many sandwiches this year, biking nearly 1,000 miles across Baltimore to deliver them. Coleman says it's like bike messenger work.
You just have to map it out the best you can to try to not do more miles than you have to, but that sometimes means carrying 6 Christmas trees up Charles Street all the way to Mount Washington, man.
After routing today's delivery, Santoro lines up an eclectic, mostly punk Christmas playlist on a boombox. It helps motivate them as they pedal hundreds of pounds of trees up hills. Santoro says he has only one rule for their playlist.
Anything that's not Mariah Carey. You can only listen to All I Want for Christmas Is You so many times.
With the playlist secured, we're off. The pair donning Santa suits and wearing face masks behind their fake beards, weaving their bikes through city streets and delighting everyone in our path. Again, here's Coleman.
Whenever people get really excited, I like to toot the air horn. Like when I have a group of people screaming at me from the side, I'll give them the air horn. If they're just like medium excited, I give them the bell. Yeah, it's all based on the hype.
The first stop of the day is just a few miles away in Pigtown.
Hello! Merry Christmas!
Santoro gets the sandwiches out of the cooler while Coleman unstraps a tree from his bike and heads into Liz Graham and Elena Gaeta's house. Graham says they hired Pork and Pine to brighten up an otherwise gloomy holiday season.
And we got pork sandwiches out of it, so that helped.
After Coleman secures the tree in its stand comes the usual question. Could he pose for a picture?
You don't get to come out of the house dressed like a mascot and not get pictures taken.
Can you guys answer something for us?
Yeah.
Do you guys just literally drive the bikes through the city?
Yeah. It's Graham's first time with the local legend of a service, which has been operating since 2011. She's a little skeptical they bike hundreds of pounds of trees around the city on bikes powered only by their legs.
60 miles every Saturday.
After they finish up in Pigtown, the two Santas hop on their bikes as I follow on mine, Coleman's one tree lighter. He says there's a careful art to Pork and Pine.
And people will yell at us to stop and slow down. Like, I want to take a picture. And I'm like, I love you. I would love to stop. But this is like 500 pounds of Christmas tree and I do not want to stop.
During a pause at a red light, Coleman remembers the time he was struck by a driver during Santa duties. He says his cargo came to the rescue.
That was pretty scary. But I will say that the pine trees prevented any damage to anything. Right, so I went over the handlebars and landed on my pine trees, and the pine trees hit the car.
Next, Coleman and Santoro arrive at an apartment building in Midtown.
All right, cool. Where do you want to set it up at, huh?
Just in this corner. I guess I should move the lamp.
That's Shawnee Golston. It's her first time with Pork and Pine.
I did it because it was the delivery service that I found. I don't drive because I live in the city, so this was like perfect. So I didn't have to like rent a car, go someplace far and get it. So, and it's extra that it comes with the sandwich. So now I have lunch. So.
She's especially pumped that Coleman has set the tree in a tree stand for her. But like many others, the pandemic has changed her holiday plans, and she wishes her family could
Absolutely.
Be here to see this.
I know my niece and nephew normally come visit me, and they're a little sad that they're missing this.
After a few more deliveries, it's time for a quick break. We ride over to Patterson Park's duck pond, and the duo enjoy a cold beverage. Then the Santas head to the Orozco family's home, close to the park. Santoro does the honors this time, lifting a 7-foot Fraser fir over his shoulder and into their house.
Hi!
Hello, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Merry Christmas.
How's it going?
We're good. We're surviving.
You're right.
Oh my gosh, look, there's two of them.
You get two Santas.
Whoa!
They're repeat customers. Simon Orozco says the kitschy service was like the light at the end of a tunnel after a dark year. His two young daughters love Pork and Pine.
We were worried they wouldn't be doing it because of the pandemic, so then I looked it up and I was like, oh yeah, they're coming this year. Awesome.
And with that delivery, the biking Santas have closed out their season. One, they say, was defined by COVID puppies, COVID babies, and social distancing.
It feels really good to be able to give this to people.
I think this year feels even more rewarding than any other year because it has been such a bummer of a year.
Usually to celebrate their final delivery, the pair hit up a dive bar before throwing a massive party. This year, they've had to make other plans.
We're going to get a bottle of mezcal and get to the worm.
I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.